Velocity of money with paper assets. The idea of the velocity of money applies to all assets, including paper assets. When someone looks at a stock's P/E, price-to-earnings ratio, they are looking at the velocity in many ways. When someone says the stock's P/E ratio is 20, it means it will take you 20 years to get your money back, based upon today's price and earnings. The Rule of 72. The Rule of 72 is another measure of money's velocity. This rule measures the interest, or annual percentage growth of something. For example, if you receive 10% interest on your savings, your money will double in 7.2 years. If your stock is appreciating in value by 5% per year, that means it will take 14.4 years to double your money. If it appreciates by 20% per year, then it will take 3.6 years to double in value. The Rule of 72 is simply dividing the number 72 by the interest or the percentage of gain in value to give the relative speed your money will double. Playing with house money. This is one more way an investor can use the velocity of money in their favor, and that is the term playing with house money. There are two reasons I love small cap stocks. Reason one, because I'm an entrepreneur rather than a corporate person, I like and understand the problems of small startup companies and can sense if the business has a chance for growth or not. Reason number two, a small cap stock can double and triple in value much faster than a blue chip stock. Since a small cap stock has a better chance of doubling or tripling faster than many large cap stocks, in the right market conditions, it is easier to play with house money. The following is an example of playing with house money. Let's say you buy 5,000 shares of XYZ company for $5 a share. You now have $25,000 in the market. The market shines on you, and in less than a year, the price of XYZ is now $10 a share. You now have a market valuation of $50,000. A greedy investor will say, the market will keep going up, so I'll hang on. Again, an exit strategy is important before getting into the market. Instead of hanging on and just parking your money, one way to increase the velocity of your money is to simply sell $25,000 worth of stock. That way you still have $25,000 worth of stock, although half the shares in this case, and you have your money back. The remaining shares, which have the $25,000 valuation at that time, is playing with house money. I use this strategy often, but not all of the time. How long are blue chips blue? There is another investment strategy I often hear, and that is to invest for the long term and only buy blue chip stocks. To me, that is an obsolete idea. Again, because it was an idea that worked in the industrial age, but not in the information age. The reason that old strategy is not working is because blue chip stocks are not blue chips anymore. For example, if you had invested in Xerox 20 years ago, you would be hurting today, even though it is a blue chip stock. The real question each of us needs to ask is how long will a blue chip stock be blue? In this age of faster moving technology, a company may rise and fall in just a few years. The speed of change then requires all of us to be more vigilant and to focus on keeping our money moving, rather than just leaving it parked, waiting for the market to rise and rise forever. The buy, hold, and pray strategy is okay for the average investor, but it is not a great strategy for anyone who wants to retire young and retire rich. The leverage of paper assets. As Rich Dad said, while there is risk, investing does not have to be risky. Nor do you have to lose if the market changes direction. In fact, if the market starts to go down, many sophisticated investors make a lot of money. The following are my Rich Dad's lessons on how to invest in the stock market and make money, whether the market is going up or down. One of the key things to do is to keep an open context. An open mind and a flexible context are important. Don't say that's impossible. Vocabulary of insurance. If you want to retire young and retire rich, it is important that you invest some time learning how to protect your assets, especially if you plan on holding your wealth in paper assets. You do that by learning and understanding what my rich dad called the language of a sophisticated investor. In my investment seminars, I call it the vocabulary of insurance. Before getting into these words, I believe it is important to review a few other words. Investor versus trader. If you want to be successful in the world of investing, whether it is in paper assets, businesses, or real estate, you need to be both an investor and a trader. An investor knows what to analyze and how to manage investments, and a trader knows how and when to buy and sell. An investor usually wants cash flow from the asset, and the trader wants to realize a capital gain from buying low and selling high. Fundamental investor versus technical investor. A fundamental investor looks at the financial statement of a company or property. A fundamental investor is often concerned with earnings, the management team, and the long-term potential of the business. The technical investor only cares about the market sentiment at the moment. A technical investor can be a good technical investor and lose money simply because they lack proper fundamentals. The same is true for fundamental investors, who can lose because they lack the knowledge of technical trading. This reality is why Rich Dad wanted his son and me to be qualified or sophisticated investors, investors with both good fundamental skills and good technical skills. And finally, average investor versus sophisticated investor. The average investor barely knows what a financial statement is. The average investor is better off investing for the long term and investing in mutual funds. The sophisticated investor is someone who has money and understands both fundamental investment techniques as well as technical trading techniques.